This next podcast looks at the incarnation of Jesus as being the Son of God. Many people in the world today know the Christmas story, the account of what happened when Jesus was born. Even though some of the details of the story tradition here at Christmas may not be historically accurate, it does express some basic Christian truth. We don't know whether people who lived at the time of Jesus, even many of those who followed him, knew anything about his birth or the circumstances of his birth. He is often referred to as Jesus from Nazareth, the town in which he grew up. There is little mention of Bethlehem where he was born, apart from in the stories about his birth. For Christians, the belief that Jesus was God in human form is more important than the details of his birth. The Gospels of Matthew and Luke explain quite clearly that Mary, Jesus' mother, did not conceive Jesus sexually. She was engaged to Joseph, who took Jesus as his son. Even though he knew that he was not his natural father, an angel appears to Mary in Luke's Gospel and to Joseph in Matthew's Gospel. In both cases, the angel explains that the conception was no ordinary conception and that the child would be no ordinary child. Mark and John do not include any information about the birth of Jesus. Maybe they did not think it was important, but they are both clear that Jesus is the Son of God. In the Gospel of Matthew, it says, this is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother, Mary, was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Although many people question the virgin conception because it is not a natural thing to happen and is unlikely to have happened since, for Christians is it very important. It gives evidence for the belief shared by all Christians that Jesus is incarnate, made flesh in human form, fully God yet fully human, and thus the Son of God, part of the Trinity. It is a fundamental Christian belief that through the incarnation, God showed himself as a human being for around 30 years. Now, instead of telling the story of Jesus' conception and birth in this gospel, John is more interested in the meaning of it. In John's gospel, he says, the word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. This would suggest that Jesus indeed came to be flesh, fully God, fully human, and live amongst us on earth. For Christians, this gives clear support to the belief that Jesus was indeed an incarnate of God, in the flesh as a man. This gives his words, deeds, and promises great authority because they are the word of God, delivered by a man who is fully God as well as fully human. The belief that Jesus was God incarnate makes it easier for Christians to explain and accept as truth some of his actions while on earth, including his miracles and his resurrection. Christians refer to Jesus as Christ. Often, sometimes, the word Messiah is used as well. The Jews developed an expectation well before Jesus was born that God would send a special leader, the Messiah, to save the people from tyranny and establish an age of global peace. Jews do not accept that Jesus is the Messiah. Christians believe that Jesus is the Messiah, but a spiritual one rather than a political one. Interestingly, Muslims also refer to Jesus as the Messiah as well. When Jesus was baptized, a voice from heaven said, "You are my son." On one occasion, the disciple Peter referred to Jesus as Christ. During this conversation, Jesus immediately warned his disciples they should not use this term for him, possibly because his opponents would have arrested him for blasphemy, i.e. claiming to be God. The gospel writers do use it in their writings, but you should remember they were writing some years later. According to one of the gospel accounts, Jesus later accepted it as a use for himself at his trial when he was asked a direct question. So some quotes that would link to referring to Jesus as the incarnate. In the Gospel of Mark, it says, again, the high priest asked him, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One?" "I am," said Jesus. This was asked to Jesus at Jesus' trial, and would suggest was Jesus was responding to say he was indeed sent by God to earth. Another quote would be from the Gospel of John. You may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. This would again suggest that Jesus was indeed the Son of God. And lastly, when Jesus was being baptized on the River Jordan by John the Baptist, a voice from heaven said, "You are my son." So to summarize this topic, Christians believe that Jesus was both fully God and fully human, living amongst us on earth, and was on earth for around 30 years. There are many quotes from scripture which suggest that Jesus was indeed the Son of God. However, Christians believe Jesus was the Son of God, Jews do not accept Jesus as the Messiah, and whilst Muslims do refer to Jesus as the Messiah, they do not believe he was the Son of God, but a prophet of God, sent by God with a message for those on earth.